I was wondering what you call the new ones, as new metal ones that you can turn.
Well, at the end there, sure is.
Do you call them spigots, or?
Well, I don't know what you may call them. You take it, I had to have mine worked, a lot of work in some parts bolts. That's in the new make. All of that ain't in the old make, and I had to have a man come here, a plumber, you know, and had to buy some parts. You fellas can see that, the parts keep under there.
I wonder if you ever heard, someone told me that the old ones were made out of wood, but called spigots.
I never.
Never heard that. And the new ones we call faucets.
That's right.
But the new metal ones.
That's right.
And if somebody has some water out in his front yard with a hose, what do you call that? The thing outside the house.
That's the hydrant.
That's a
good hydrant.
You wouldn't say faucet.
No, a faucet, a hydrant turned on and off, and a faucet wouldn't turn on like that. Hydrant.
I see. To get back to the table for a minute, I think you told me you had pepper sauce. On the table. Did you ever have anything else that you sprinkle on your food?
Well, let me get up, see if I can get up.
I suppose today you got salt and pepper, but did you have that, would you describe it, what you had in the old days?
Well, in the old days you didn't see these, what we call salt cellars. Now, this salt, the people mostly had it by the 100 pound. I believe it's 100 or 51. And they would put it in buckets a lot of time, you know, and keep it and use it on the table. On table usage. Maybe they would have a glass, something like that, you know, to put some in.
Would you have any pepper ground or?
Well, yes, we had ground pepper, as near as I can get it up.
People mostly
raise the red pepper.
Oh, I see.
Mostly.
And they dry it?
They would dry it. They'd take a needle and run it through it and have strings, older people in the kitchen, maybe, you know, keeping it till the next year.
And if your wife cooks something for Sunday noon and then she gives it to you again Sunday evening or about 6 o'clock for your supper, what do you call that? Is that leftovers or warmed up? Or
that you could call leftover and warm it up. That one's left over. That nearly applies like it do today.
I see. And I think we talked the other day about how many, is that right? Did you tell me how many was made the other day?
Which?